I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Upstate's registered dietitian, Terry Podolak, is here for this week's Healthy Eats segment, and she's here to talk about a very favorite subject for all, ice cream. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hi, Linda. Good, thanks.
So what is it about ice cream that makes it so attractive to so many of us?
I think it's just the idea, you know, it's summertime and we all just want to be with our family and friends and going to that ice cream stand and just cooling down with a nice dish or cone of wonderful creamy ice cream.
You know, there so many cravings around ice cream. I'm not even sure if it's the desire for the tradition of going to the ice cream stand, like you said. I mean, many of us, for example, have all these memories, childhood memories about ice cream.
Yeah, including myself. I think ice cream is one of the most craved foods. And just the idea of being with family and that summertime ritual. My favorite ice cream sundae, and I can just taste it right now as we talk, is called a Mexican sundae. So I just love going with my friends, maybe riding a bike up to the ice cream shop or going at night after dinner.
So. I have some of those same memories. Excuse me. If you really have to have ice cream, though, I mean, can there be some nutritious what can be the best choices so that it doesn't damage our waistlines too terribly?
I'm a big advocate of pushing nuts. So if you're not allergic to nuts, having some protein and adding the nuts, I really like to
that enhances the nutrition.
Yes, yeah. You know, it can provide a little bit of dairy and again, just something fun to do and to eat.
But is frozen yogurt or sherbet a better choice from a standpoint of weight? Calories, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just big on portion control. So if you like the taste of sherbet, want something that is not higher in fat, or same with a frozen yogurt, yes, those are nice choices too. But if you really want some regular ice cream, I'm just big on the portion control issue. And, you know, don't be embarrassed or afraid to ask for small or even toddler size and eat it with just full attention and awareness. I'm in shock at the size of some of the ice cream cones that we get now. So,
speaking of cones, should you choose a cone over a cup or a cup over a cone?
Again, I think it's preference too. So if you go to an ice cream stand and you're really hungry, then, you know, you're probably going to get a bigger size and a bigger cone. And so, and again, just when you're eating that, just be very aware of how your stomach is feeling. If you're full, you don't have to finish the cone. But again, just simply a matter of, I think, preference. If you are watching your weight, I heard some of those cones, quite large. So.
They're not only large, but they also have a lot of extra things. I've seen chocolate-dipped cones and chocolate-dipped with sprinkle cones. So
I'd recommend maybe sharing that with somebody.
If you want to share. I don't know. Many people I know don't want to share their ice cream. What about things like toppings, though? Are there good nutritional? You mentioned nuts is one choice.
Yeah.
But are there other types of toppings that can enhance the nutritional value?
Maybe some nice dark chocolate if they offer that. There a lot of people I know get the sprinkles and the cookies. So again, just a once in a while treat would be okay.
In the little bit of time we have left, how many servings of ice cream would you recommend a week?
A couple times a week, portion is the key.
And does it make sense to try homemade ice cream?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing to try. It's a wonderful just to do with your family or friends.
And do you have a good choice for that?
Yes, we do. We've got a recipe.
Oh, and that you brought us a recipe.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like a great, very scrumptious recipe. Yes. We're going to have it on our website.
Great.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.